Can we really be enemies of God? Rethinking estrangement through the lens of grace, sovereignty, and the fatherhood of God. By Steve Martin. For many of us, the idea that we were once enemies of God sits deep in the spiritual background, shaping how we see ourselves and how we imagine that God sees us. It's a heavy label. It implies hostility, distance, and a relationship gone wrong. But what if we misunderstood it? What if we felt like enemies, while God never did? Paul writes in Colossians 1:21, "And you, being once estranged and enemies in comprehension," meaning in your mind, in your understanding, not enemies in reality, but in perception, not enemies by nature, but by misunderstanding, not enemies because God turned against us, but because we assumed He had. And that changes everything. Grace means that God was never against us. Religion has long taught that grace is God softening His anger, easing His judgment, or deciding, sometimes reluctantly, to show mercy to undeserving people. But Scripture paints a much brighter picture. Grace isn't God changing His mind about us. Grace is God revealing His true mind about us. Grace is joy, favor, kindness, God's heart overflowing toward His creation. Grace doesn't start at the cross. It begins in God's nature. The cross didn't turn enemies into friends. It revealed that we were loved long before we knew it. We imagine that we were enemies, but God stayed a father from the beginning. God's sovereignty leaves no room for a hostile humanity. If God is truly sovereign, who absolutely, purposefully, lovingly authored the story of creation, then the idea that humanity could posture itself as a genuine threat or adversary collapses. How can clay be an enemy of the potter? How can a script oppose its writer? How can creation derail the Creator's intention? We can misunderstand Him. We can fear Him. We can run from Him, like Adam hiding in the trees. But none of this changes His posture. Our estrangement was internal. Our alienation was emotional. Our sense of enmity was imagined, not actual. A sovereign God is not vulnerable to rebellion. His children's confusion does not undo a sovereign father. The fatherhood of God means that we were never outcasts. Jesus didn't come to convince God to love us. Jesus came to show us the Father we never truly believed in. If God truly is the Father of all, Ephesians 4:6, then the enemy language cannot mean that God ever saw us as opponents. What kind of father views his confused, hurting, fearful child as an enemy? No. Fatherhood reshapes the whole story. We were estranged, but not rejected. We were lost, but never abandoned. We were afraid, but never unloved. We misunderstood Him, but He never misunderstood us. Jesus didn't reconcile God to man. God was never estranged. Jesus reconciled man to God by showing us the Father's heart. We thought that we were enemies because we didn't know love yet. Paul's phrase, "enemies in comprehension," tells the truth about our condition before grace breaks through. We didn't know Him. We didn't trust Him. We projected our shame and fear onto Him. We assumed that He was angry, disappointed, and distant. We felt unworthy. We felt condemned. We felt like orphans. And orphans often assume that everyone, including God, is against them. But that was our perception, not His reality. God's view of us has always been grounded in His purpose and love. Our view of Him was shaded by fear, guilt, and the stories that religion told us. Grace doesn't change God's heart. Grace changes our understanding of His heart. The cross is the end of the illusion of enmity. The cross didn't turn enemies into sons. It revealed that sons had been living like enemies in their own minds. At the cross, God confronts the world with an unforgettable truth. "You were never my enemy. You only thought you were. Here is my Son, my image, my love poured out. See me rightly. Come home in your mind." The cross is not appeasement. It is awakening. We were never enemies. We were estranged children. The gospel is not a story of God being reconciled to humanity. It's the story of humanity finally discovering who God has been all along: a father, a lover of His creation, a sovereign author writing a story of restoration, a God who loses nothing and wastes nothing. We misunderstood him. We misjudged his intentions. Fear is what we feel because we don't clearly see God's real face. We projected fear onto his face, but his face never changed. Final encouragement. So, can we really be enemies of God? No, not in any ultimate or actual sense, in the relative sense. We can feel like enemies. We can believe we're enemies. We can live in estrangement, shame, or fear. But in the absolute, God has never recognized us as anything less than His children, beloved, desired, destined for glory. The gospel invites us into a new comprehension. See yourself as God has always seen you. See God as He truly is. Let the illusion of enmity fall away. And when it does, joy steps in, because grace finally makes sense.